As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When was the last time you stopped and thought, well, that was one freaky coincidence? The truth is that serendipitous happenings take place all the time, but there are some that are really worth talking about. From mix-ups at birth to freaky fortune and a helping hand from Lady Luck, here are some more one-in-a-million coincidences that'll make you think we live in a simulation.
You're listening to
Be Amazed. We've heard plenty of stories about unexpected reunions between long-lost siblings, but this tale of two sets of mixed-up identical twins sounds straight from a telenovela. It all started in 2015 when a colleague of Jorge Enrique Bernal Castro went to buy meat at William Canas Velasco's butcher shop in Bogota. When she arrived, the woman couldn't believe how similar her colleague and the butcher looked, so she snapped a photo and showed Jorge. Dumbstruck, Jorge and William met up, and sure enough, they shared the exact same features: a slim face, narrow mouth, and cheeky smile. Things got even weirder when the pair realized that their respective fraternal twins, Carlos Bernal Castro and Wilbur Canas Velasco, also bore a striking resemblance to one another, with wider faces, fuller lips, and more stern expressions. The revelations didn't stop there. William and Jorge had been born on the 21st of December, 1988, in the Materno Infantil Hospital in Bogota, and Wilbur and Carlos were born a day later in northern Santander province. All four men were born prematurely at 7 months, and when Carlos fell ill, he and Wilbur were taken to the Materno Infantil Hospital. When both sets of twins were placed in the same room, they were mistakenly swapped around, and their mothers were none the wiser. Nowadays, the four men call themselves the Brothers of Bogota, and they still can't believe fate brought them back together so serendipitously. They say twins share an inseparable bond, and in the strange case of two unlucky Finnish brothers, it seems even death could not stand in the way of breaking it. On March 6, 2002, a 70-year-old man was hit by a truck and killed while riding his bike in Rahi, 600 kilometers north of the capital, Helsinki. The accident was equal parts tragic and ironic because about 2 hours later, his identical twin brother crossed the very same road on his bicycle and was also hit and killed by a lorry. In fact, he reportedly died just 1.5 kilometers from the spot where his brother was killed. To make matters even stranger, it later transpired that the brothers didn't even live together. While the first lived in Rahe, the second lived in the neighboring municipality of Patiajaki. There was no way the second man could have been informed about his brother's accident before he met his own untimely demise, making this one seriously spooky coincidence. You may not believe in divine intervention, but this next story is enough to make you question whether there really is some other higher power out there. On October 6, 2019, 25-year-old Tyler Moon stood at the starting line of the Medtronic TC 10-mile marathon in Minneapolis, preparing for the race ahead. But he could have never predicted what was about to happen. At the last minute, he changed his running bib to say Jesus Saves instead of his name on a total whim. Being a college football player, Moon considered himself to be athletic enough to complete the race, but just a little after the first mile, his heart started beating irregularly for 10 seconds and stopped pumping blood, causing him to collapse. Thankfully, a registered nurse anesthetist was running behind him and rushed to his aid. And here's the kicker. That nurse's name happened to be Jesus Jesse Bueno. Seriously. Bueno performed chest compressions until an ambulance arrived to take Moon to the hospital to recover. And who else can say they asked Jesus to save them and he actually showed up? It's definitely a miraculous coincidence. Next up, in 1965, Royce Burton, a history teacher at New Jersey University, decided to share an anecdote with his class about a frightening experience from his past. Back when he was a Texas Ranger patrolling the Rio Grande in 1940, he got lost in a canyon after dark and tried to climb back out when he dangerously lost his balance as he neared the top of a cliff. Suddenly, a fellow ranger named Joe appeared seemingly out of nowhere, hoisting Burton back up to safety with his rifle strap. Burton thanked Joe for saving his life, but the two men lost contact after they were both enlisted into the military during World War II. Now here's the amazing part. Just as Burton was in the middle of sharing his story with the class, an elderly man appeared in the doorway, and it was Joe himself. He tracked Burton down for the past 25 years and just so happened to walk into his classroom as Burton was recounting the story. Burton said, "I'll have Joe finish the story," and the students were astounded to witness the duo's unexpected reunion. Now, how boring does your history class seem? Talking about history, when you hear the name Lincoln, you probably think of the late U.S. President Abraham Lincoln, who was assassinated in 1865. Some would say going out like that is a curse itself, but an even spookier affliction beset his eldest son, Robert Todd Lincoln. As it turns out, Abe's untimely demise wasn't the only assassination Robert was connected to. In fact, he seemed to have really bad luck when it came to presidents. Robert wasn't actually present for his father's assassination after declining an invitation to join his parents at Ford's Theater, but he was at his bedside when he passed on the 15th of April in 1865. Following his father's death, Robert pursued a political career of his own and eventually earned himself a spot in President James Garfield's cabinet, serving as the Secretary of War from 1881 to 1885. Unfortunately, this also meant Robert was present when Garfield was shot and killed in 1881, and by 1901, Lincoln had found himself serving as the acting president of the Pullman Palace Car Company in Chicago. It's safe to assume he'd just about recovered from experiencing so much death firsthand when he just so happened to be present when President William McKinley was assassinated at the Pan American Exposition that year. After witnessing so many tragedies, poor old Robbie declined any further presidential invitations for fear of accidentally causing another assassination. The Secret Service should have probably banned him from going anywhere near the White House. Next up, in 2018, Stockman's Eggs Hen Farm in Australia hit the headlines after an employee found a whopping 176-gram egg in one of its free-range sheds. But that was just the beginning of the surprises to follow. Considering the egg was about three times bigger than a standard hen egg, staff were expecting to find two or three yolks inside. What they weren't expecting, however, was another fully formed regular size egg inside it. The farm's poultry vet described it as a freak of nature, while a number of experts said they'd never seen anything quite like it. For this extraordinarily rare occurrence to have happened, some have suggested that the egg's journey through the body, which is aided by contractions known as peristalsis, must have been interrupted by some kind of shock or perhaps even the hen equivalent of a hiccup. This may have been enough to send the fully formed egg back up the oviduct for the process to restart all over again, resulting in this giant past the parcel of eggs. Now let's talk about some romantic coincidences. Dating has come a long way since the dawn of the internet, and nowadays Tinder is one of the most popular apps for bringing couples together online, no matter how many people try to hide it. Well, I know I do, it's kind of cringe. But one newlywed couple definitely have nothing to be shy about after they discovered that it wasn't just Tinder that brought them together, but fate. When Jamie France Burkett and Anthony Burkett from Louisiana matched on Tinder in June 2015, they exchanged numbers and made plans to go out on a date. When Anthony's email popped up in a text, Jamie realized that they had more in common than a mutual physical attraction. After recognizing the numbers 11493 at the end of her date's email address as her own birthday, Jamie and Anthony discovered they were born on the same day. But it didn't stop there. It turns out they were both born in East Jefferson Hospital, which means they probably spent some time together in the maternity ward as babies. 25 years after they were born on the same day in the same ward, Jamie and Anthony tied the knot and sealed their fate. It's romantic and all, but hold on. Who uses their own birthday and their email address? You can bet it's his password, too. Anyway, next story. Newlyweds Melody Kloska and Matt Bear were married on August 18, 2007 in a sunrise ceremony on a beach in the city of Racine, Wisconsin. A week after their big day, they decided to put their wedding vows with their names and addresses in a bottle and throw it into Lake Michigan, presumably as some sort of declaration of their undying love. On September 19th, husband and wife Lynette and Fred Dubendorf were walking along the beach near their home in Mears, Michigan, when they came across the bottle in the sand. After unraveling the message inside, Lynette and Fred were shocked to discover that Melanie and Matt had married on the same beach as the Dubendorfs exactly 28 years after their own wedding date of August 18, 1979. The Dubendorfs decided to write a letter explaining the remarkable coincidence and congratulating the happy couple. Melody and Matt were dumbfounded. Both had had several failed marriages in the past and were skeptical about marrying again, but they took the note as a sign from the universe that they'd finally found the real deal.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, get your tinfoil hats ready because we're moving on from romance to something a little more intriguing. Any hardcore coin collector will know that there are tons of commemorative designs released each year by the U.S. Mint, but one particular quarter caught people's attention, for a rather unsettling reason. The quarter in question, which was ordered by Congress in 2018 and released in 2020, features a pair of upside-down Samoan fruit bats on its reverse. What's so strange about that, you ask? Well, according to online conspiracists, the quarter could be an indication that the COVID-19 outbreak is part of some larger government plot, given that the virus likely originated from bat soup from Wuhan's wet markets. The thing is, the coin is just one in a series of 56 quarters released in batches of 5 per year from 2010 through 2020, each depicting a national park or other national site in a U.S. state or territory. The so-called Corona Quarter honors the National Park of American Samoa, and Samoan fruit bats have no known connection to the novel coronavirus. What do you think? Just an unfortunate coincidence or something bigger? Still on the topic of pandemics, it seems like some people are natural-born survivors, and no one proves that point quite like Ana Del Val, a 110-year-old grandma from Madrid. Way back in 1918, during the outbreak of the deadly Spanish flu, which infected as many as 500 million people in 36 months, Anna was a country girl aged about 7. One day, she went out to collect some milk and collapsed under an oak tree, and hours later, her mother found her with a high fever. Miraculously, Anna overcame the deadly flu and lived a full and healthy life. That is, until 100 years later, another virus rocked the world in 2020. This time, Anna was living at a nursing home in Alcalá del Valle, when her family was informed on March 20th that she was one of 60 residents who had tested positive for COVID-19. When Anna was transferred to the hospital in La Linea, her family feared the worst. But within a few days, the 106-year-old had overcome the contagion and was back fighting fit. In October 2023, Anna turned 110, making her the oldest survivor of the coronavirus in Spain and one of the eldest people in the world. It takes some seriously killer genes to survive two pandemics a century apart, but this super granny proves that anything is possible. Next up, the Bank of England is one of the oldest financial institutions in the world. Since 1734, it has occupied a 3.4-acre site in London's Threadneedle Street, where the iconic building conceals 8 subterranean vaults filled with gold. With 8-foot-thick walls, specially designed keys to each vault, a state-of-the-art protection system, and recently added voice recognition tech, it's no surprise that the bank hasn't been robbed in its 325-year history. That is apart from the time its defenses were breached by an enterprising security worker, entirely by coincidence. Back in 1836, the directors of the Bank of England received an anonymous letter in which the author claimed to have direct access to the gold in the bank. At first, they assumed the letter to be a joke and chose to ignore it, but then they received another one, this time offering to meet them at a time of their choosing inside the main vault. The directors still thought it was impossible that someone could have broken in, but they decided to agree to the meeting anyway. So one evening, they gathered inside the vault when, suddenly, right on time, a man popped up from beneath the floorboards. According to the man, he was a sewer worker who had been working on repairs close to the Bank of England site at Threadneedle Street. During a routine inspection, he had unwittingly discovered an old drain that led directly underneath the gold vault inside the bank itself. After a quick stock take, the directors found that the well-meaning man had not taken anything from the vault, and as a reward for his honesty, the man was given £800, over $120,000 today, which would have changed his life for good. Whoever he was, he seems like a better man than most, but what would you have done if you had found the vault? I'd probably nick a gold bar or two to use as a paperweight to help me with all these scripts I write for you. Now, some people seem to have a naturally good aim when it comes to sports like archery. Sure, hitting a bullseye first time is no easy feat, but if you want an even harder challenge, why not try this next feat on for size? Believe it or not, someone managed to shoot an arrow right through the cable of a power line. No biggie. And it's not the only time this has happened. In July 2020, the Empower Energy Company reported that another arrow was shot through one of their fiber lines in South Jonesboro, causing some local outages. What's even more impressive is that the arrow was falling down towards the ground when it perfectly pierced the line. Even if it was shot downward from a helicopter, this would surely be a 1-in-a-million shot. And it makes you wonder, what kind of maniacs are out there shooting arrows at power lines? If you heard our other episodes about coincidences, you'll know that there's something really intriguing about the Titanic. It keeps popping up, and the more you dig, the more incredible stories emerge. And here's another one. On the morning of April 15, 1912, the RMS Titanic, the most luxurious liner to have ever sailed the seas, collided with an iceberg in the North Atlantic Ocean and sunk, taking over 1,500 lives with it. Then, on the 4th of June, 1940, another significant historical event took place when 338,000 Allied British soldiers were rescued from the beaches of Dunkirk using Operation Dynamo, turning tragedy into triumph. What do these two things have in common other than being two defining moments of the 20th century? The answer is one man named Charles Herbert Lightoller. Lightoller had already survived a revolution and smallpox outbreak in Rio de Janeiro by the time he took the position of second officer on board the Titanic in 1912. As the ship began to sink on that fateful morning, Lightoller realized that all collapsible boats had already been launched and instead dove into the ocean and attempted to swim away from the vessel. But the force of the suction from the sinking ship meant that he was dragged underwater and pinned against a ventilation shaft. Fighting for his life, Lightoller had almost accepted his tragic fate when suddenly a boiler explosion from deep within the ship produced a blast of hot air powerful enough to propel him back up to the surface. By a stroke of luck, Lightoller had found himself next to one of the collapsible boats he'd launched, which was capsized. He scrambled on top of the collapsible and awaited rescue as he watched the Titanic sink in the distance. Flash forward to June 1, 1940, and Lightoller, who was not deterred by his near-death experience, set off to the beaches of Dunkirk with his son Roger and another sailor. There, Lightoller helped to save the lives of 127 men by taking them aboard his motor yacht, the Sundowner. Some people are just born to be heroes. This hero also inspired Mark Rylance's character in the Christopher Nolan movie Dunkirk. Now let's conclude this episode with the Panda Curse. In 1974, three world leaders were forced to step down. Each owed their downfall to an unrelated scandal, but there was one very strange, very specific thing they all had in common. They had all been given two pandas. Richard Nixon was given two giant pandas by the Republic of China during a visit in 1972. Presumably, a box of chocolates was just too cliché, and he found himself resigning 2 years later thanks to the Watergate scandal. Then also in 1974, the then Prime Minister of Britain, Edward Heath, stepped down following a series of minor strikes. And guess what? Heath had also visited China that year and had personally asked for two pandas. There's no denying that's a bit of a weird coincidence, but it only got weirder when Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands got involved. Besides being a prince, Bernhard was also one of the founders of the World Wildlife Fund and the guy responsible for making pandas as famous as they are today. But Bernhard was fired for getting involved in the Lockheed Corporation scandal. Why is that relevant? Well, that's the same scandal that led to the arrest of former Prime Minister Tanaka of Japan, who was also given a pair of pandas in 1971 and resigned in, drumroll please, 1974. Unsurprisingly, China discontinued this trend of panda giving in 1984 and instead started offering pandas to other nations on 10-year loans. Phew, who knows what dystopia we'd be living in now. Funny enough, as the world gets more chaotic, the renewal of the so-called panda diplomacy is put into question. Countries are expected to pay around $1 million per year for each loaned panda, and a former diplomat claims that given the current tenor of U.S.-China relations, it's not surprising that Chinese authorities are allowing panda contracts with U.S. zoos to expire. More on that later. These coincidence stories combined excitement, tragedy, and total dumb luck. That's just the kind of thing we like to do here, and that's no coincidence. Catch the previous episodes of this series if you haven't already, and thanks for listening.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.